on ABC Midwest and Wheatbelt. We're here at your place in Tukula Beach, Peter, with your BMW R1200. We've just heard a few moments ago.
Yep.
We're getting ready for the first ever Midwest Black Dog ride. How are you feeling about it so far?
Well, very excited because this is the first time we've had this ride. It's a national ride. It's been going for 4 or 5 years now around Australia. For the first time this year, there'll be 31 locations, and Geraldton and the Midwest is joining the ride this year for the very first time, and we're very excited about it. There's a group of us that are organising it here in town. We're getting a lot of positive responses, a lot of good feedback around town to the idea of it. I'm getting a lot of people really on board with the idea of raising awareness about depression and about mental health, and can really see a good benefit for what we're doing. So it's been really positive.
How did it come about here for Geraldton?
Last year, some of the guys from here went down south to a black dog ride down in the southwest. There were a few of us who'd been thinking about it. I'd seen it in the past before. I work in mental health as well myself. So when this opportunity came up, I said, well, look, let's try and do it here this year. And there's been enough of a local response to give it a go, I think. So it's really just one of those things. Each year, more and more localities come on board, and it's great that we've been able to do it this year.
Your involvement with mental health, working in the area of mental health in the Midwest, what form has that taken?
Well, I was working at Nagel as the school counsellor there, and prior to that I worked at Combined University Centre for Rural Health and was involved in some mental health projects there, amongst other kinds of rural health projects. And I've been involved in education and working with young people for about 35 years. So it's been an ongoing interest. I was involved in suicide intervention programs back in the mid-90s. Suicide in schools has always been an issue if you work in schools. And, you know, I think on one occasion there were 6 suicides in schools I worked in 1 year in a district I worked in Queensland. So suicide's always just been in the background there. You know, it's just a constant kind of issue for anyone who works in our area. So, and I think anything that you can do to raise people's awareness and reduce stigma about depression and anxiety is a good thing.
Peter Shaw is one of the main movers and shakers in bringing together the first ever Midwest Black Dog Ride. And on ABC Midwest and Wheatbelt, I'm finding out more about it at his place, on his bike, which is just behind us. How effective are events like this in getting the message across, Peter?
I'd like to think there's a whole range of things that we can do, and this kind of public health message, this kind of health promotion message, is just one of many kinds of things that we can be doing. So I don't see this as just one thing, a standalone thing, but I think it's important that people feel more comfortable about talking about mental health, and that depression can affect anybody. It's an illness. It's not something to be embarrassed about. And that we need to raise people's awareness about that, reduce the stigma of it. And I think events like this do that.
For the first time ever, Geraldton and the Midwest, the Black Dog Ride, this Sunday morning. Now, tell me a little bit more as to exactly what's going to be happening.
A group of us here got together and looked at what would be a good ride locally. So talking to some of the people who live locally, we thought about a 2-hour ride. That's generally the kind of ride that is happening around Australia. We don't want to be taxing people too much, but it's nice to get out and go for a nice ride. We're starting at Greniff Cafe, and then we're riding up through to Nabawar, and then up to Northampton along that beautiful road between Nabawar, and there's some nice windy road there. And from Northampton up to Horrocks Beach, and then riding back along the highway, turning left to go along Nabawar Road into where the wineries were and that sort of thing. So slightly different route on the way back, and then back into town and through to the foreshore in town where the Lions Club of Geraldton are going to have some lunch for us. So the ride should take sort of, you know, 3 to 4 hours, and it should be pretty relaxing. It's meant to be a safe and enjoyable opportunity for people to get out and have a look at some nice countryside and have a good ride and promote this really important issue.
And there's still time for people to get involved?
Absolutely. People can register online with blackdogride.com.au. If they go there, they can register and do an online registration. We'd prefer that. But if they can't do that, they're welcome to register with us on the day. Just please come a bit earlier so that we can do that. We're expecting people to arrive about 7:30. We're going to leave about 9 o'clock. It's $27.50 for a rider and $15 for a pinion.
I'm at Peter Shaw's place and we're talking about the first ever Black Dog Ride for Geraldton and the Midwest happening this Sunday morning. And there's still, as you've just heard from Peter, time for people to get involved between now and Sunday morning. What in your mind is going to make this event a success?
There's lots of motorbike riders in town who get involved in lots of charity events. So there's a strong motorbike community here in Geraldton. I think that's one thing. We have beautiful countryside to ride in. And this is a good issue that people seem to want to get involved in. I think that's why it'll be a success, you know, as well as the food, of course. And I think people giving something to a good issue. The organisation getting the funding from this is Lifeline. So Black Dog Ride have an affiliation with Lifeline. I think there's a lot of benefits from doing this. And, well, we've got 50 at the moment. I'm sure we'll get even more. We were looking to get about 50. And it looks like we've got that number already. We'll probably get a few more as well. So very exciting.
Well, I'll leave you to it. I know you've got a lot more preparation to do for the weekend coming up, especially working on your beautiful BMW R1200, which you're going to be riding.
Yes, I'll enjoy riding my motorbike, yep.
Start it up for us. Okay. While I head off.
Yep,
and
yep. That's smooth, isn't it?
Almost tempted to join you.
Thank you. And thanks for your time, Arthur, and your support.